KX W4 DJW. DJW Mobile.
DJW KO4 CEF, how you doing this evening today?
W4 DJW, just testing out an install of a radio in the truck. A more permanent install. The other one uses a cigarette lighter. This one runs a cable from the 10-gauge wire from the battery to the cap. And just testing it out with the dogs in tow and seeing if it's loud enough. It's a different radio. This one also has built-in APRS with the GPS. So is it sounding okay?
It's just fine, and I saw your APRS beacon before I got on the main road and started and called you back on the radio.
Beaconing, too. And that's something else I set up on. This radio, I knew it had the capability. I just never set it up on this one. So I've been working on it the past couple of days, routing the electricity, and I melted the coax on the old mag mount, so I had to get another mag mount. So this is a new one, a new coax, a lot of new stuff. Just seeing if I got it working. Man, 290 is really backed up. I see blue lights way up there where the school bus station is, where they work on buses. And I'm down at Sphinx in Greenville Tech. It is really backed up. There must be an accident up there.
Devin, Greenville, or anywhere near that area?
It's really bad. It's crawling right now. The traffic is lined up, bumper to headlights. For as long as you can see in both directions, on both sides of the road. This is bad. This is like Haywood Road was before they widened it.
Keep building all these neighborhoods around here, and it's just going to keep getting worse.
I'm looking for land further out. Every time it does that, you got to just move a little bit further out. Just keep on moving a little bit further out until the circles start to overlap. And then you got to make a lateral change.
Yeah. Oh, man, it looks like 85 is backed up as well. I might find a different way.
Make plenty of time to test out this radio. If it's going to go bad, I'll find out because we're going to be sitting both.
Yeah, but you don't look too bad. It's not stopped. It's just kind of moving slow, but it'll cause me a little bit of time in my roof.
Did you see where Foothills got a new president?
Not right off. I'm horrible about checking my emails and stuff, so I get so many of them at work, I don't hardly check my emails that I get on my phone. I tend to swipe them away and never go back and look at them.
Tony, the guy that was the president, was having health issues, so he stepped down, and the vice president, Gerard, I don't know if you know him or not, he's German, works at BMW. He was the VP. Now he's going to be president until they can do another vote.
Ones that was in the Foothills Flyers as well, was it? That's a different name, isn't it?
I'm not familiar with that. Foothills Flyers, oh, I thought you said Flyers. You said Flyers, yeah. Yeah, he's the one that flies the Warbirds. And he's into modeling at BMW, so he uses his modeling skills to build aircraft models, and he is really, really good at it.
Time or two, it's not a whole lot, because he doesn't tend to go whenever I'm out there, but I've seen him a time or two at least.
Name? I can't pronounce his full first name, or his last name, but his first name's Gerhardt. That's what everybody calls him anyway. He's a pretty decent flyer, too. He's a better builder than flyer, but he's still a good flyer. Good flyer as well. I enjoy flying with him out there.
Gerhardt, yeah, that's who I've met before. So, yeah, I was thinking that might be him, but you never know.
There for a while. The other Tony, I hadn't met him but a couple of times. He didn't come out that much. I don't think his health was all that well for a while now. But anyway, when you get to go out there, you'll be up to speed on that stuff.
Hopefully this next year, I'd like to get out there a little more than I did. I still got to get my dues paid. I love Christmas time. I got to pay all kinds of Boy Scout dues for me and my boys. And I got that. It's just one thing right after the other this time of year. Plus Christmas is always fun.
Two airplane clubs and two ham radio clubs. Plus you have to pay for the FCC registration when that runs out. I think mine ran out last year, but it's good till 27, I think. Now that you got to pay the FCC for, or the FAA, not the FCC, the FAA. And I just renewed my ham license this past year. It's the second time it ran out, so I've been a ham for 20 years. Yeah, back in October.
Someday.
As long as a lot of them out there. A lot of them out there have been ham for 70 years.
Hopefully I'll make it that long.
A little late to make it to 70. I don't think I'll make it to 70 years as a ham radio operator. I'll make it to, well, I'm hoping, knock on wood, I'll make it to 70 years old, but not a 70-year ham veteran.
Think about it, somebody that would be in it that long, had to learn Morse code and get it down pat at such a young age.
So good. They can copy Morse code and have a conversation with you at the same time. That just baffles my mind. It is fun. I don't know if you've done Morse code or not, but I spent probably 2 years working on it and got to where I could do 18 to 24, 18 on a good day, 20, I mean 18 on a bad day, 24 on a good day, words per minute. And that is the most fun I've had in ham radio, period. Nothing else compares. I have more fun flying airplanes, but that's the closest thing to flying airplanes in ham radio, is sending Morse code at 18 to 24 words a minute. That's just, you get up and you got to go tell somebody.
It's about the best I ever got to was I could copy fairly reliably 5 words a minute. And that's a slow conversation. So I did a couple, but I guess my problem was always just, you know, just the same as the microphone sometimes, where you just don't want to key it up because, you know, either people are listening or whatever, and, you know, it's stupid at the end of the day, but I don't know. I just haven't done it in a while. It's probably been a good little while. I need to start back because I start practicing some more. I enjoy it, but I never have gotten to the point where I can just copy fairly well. It's still me trying to listen and translate it and, you know, trying to figure it out as I go, and not being able to miss anything, because if I miss something, I'm done.
Me on that. Well, yeah, you got to learn to let go of you got to learn to let go of those that you didn't get. Don't chase them. Oh, in your mind, you can't keep up. Let it go. But it is real. It's just like squeezing the mic when you're a new ham radio operator. It is real. It's hard to do. And you're right. It's crazy. There's no reason it's that way, but it is that way for everybody. So that's one reason being a net control operator is good for that. Somebody got nice and let me turn in front of them on 290, so I was able to make it back home with the dog. So I'm sitting in the driveway exercising this radio, making sure it's going to hold up, nothing's going to catch on fire. But the thing that helped me the most was for about 16 years while I was working in Charlotte, I had to drive back and forth to Charlotte every day for 10 years of the 16 years. And you had to do something for an hour and a half on the way to work and something on for an hour and a half on the way back. And I would burn CDs that had Morse code on them. And it was the morning news. While I was getting ready, I'd go copy the morning news, burn it. I had a program that would turn it into CW, burn it to the CD. And then when I got in the car and I headed towards Charlotte, I popped it. This was before MP3 players existed. I'd pop it in the CD player, and I'd listen to Morse code. And if I wanted to know the news, I had to capture the code. And that's better than anything else. And they told me, listen before you start sending, because it's a lot easier to send than it is to listen. And they're absolutely right. So that's what really got me over the hump on Morse code listening.
I was listening to a website. It was, I think it's called Morse Ninja, and the guy has tons of audio files that you can download, and I put a couple on my phone. I've listened to them, but generally the downside is like in the morning on the way to work, you know, I'm talking on the radio, so I'm not listening to anything. And, you know, now that I'm in my truck, like today on my way home, I can actually talk on the radio on the way home. You know, it gets a little more complicated when I'm in the Beamer, because they don't technically allow you to put anything on the car, so the antenna's off limits unless it's dark, so that's why I get away with it in the morning. But unless it's dark when I'm headed home, kind of like it is now, I usually don't try it. But yeah, I was doing the Morse Ninja thing for a while, and that helped out a lot, but never really got to the point where I progressed beyond just listening to a constant audio of basically just letters and numbers and trying to just hear it and know what it is and then, you know, speak it to myself before the guy ever said what it was. And that was helping, but I put it down and I was doing some Spanish classes at work and whatnot, and it's about time to pick it back up and start all over again.
Fun. And you just sent out a beacon while you were talking. What kind of radio is that that can send out a beacon while you're talking?
Might have. Usually, as soon as I let go of the microphone, if it's ready to transmit, it'll send the beacon. But it's just the FDM 400. So I love that radio. If it wasn't for, I love to use the digital aspect of it, but unfortunately, YSF is not very common, but it's probably my favorite radio. I almost thought about buying the new one for the microphone on the front, or not the microphone, the speaker, but I love my FDM 400 for the screen. I love the screen on it, and I haven't been able to just put it aside, but usually if I'm talking like I am now, if it's ready to transmit whatever my speed is at time, it'll wait till I unkey and then send the beacon.
Yeah, yours just sent it again. I just got it again. Maybe I got it from the digipeater on the mountain because it sent before you let up. You were still talking, and it popped up on my screen. And when you just let up, it just now got another one. And maybe that was you, and the other one came from the digipeater. I don't know which way it was. But anyway, that's the same radio that I'm on right now that I'm trying out. I've just had it sitting around in a box for the longest time and decided to get it out and put it in the truck. After the I put the ICOM 208 in the garage so that I could cross-band repeat and get to the repeater from the garage because it's too far down. The antenna in the garage doesn't work. It can't make it to the repeater. But that's the same. We're on the same radio. Maybe sometime we can try out the digital. I haven't tried anything out on this one because I just started using it today. It's the first time.
Got a repeater. I'm not sure. I haven't heard it in a long time. But he used to actually have a YSF repeater. And I don't remember. It wasn't on America's Link, but it was on one of the other ones. And, I could drive down the road. Usually when I was on 85, right before I hit 26, I could pick it up. And that was about the only time I could ever hear anything digital on it. But it's, in all honesty, it sounds identical to DMR and D-Star and every other digital mode because they pretty much use all the same codec, and it's neat. Probably the only thing I do like is the simplicity of the YSF. There's no you don't have to go program anything on your computer. If you just get on the frequency, it'll start working as long as you got it on digital or auto, and it works. And that was really neat. But the only time I've ever used it or heard anybody on YSF besides what I've tried to do it at home with the computer, but that's just too much trouble to keep up with all the time. So but I love it. I love the screen on it. I haven't found a radio with a screen that I like as much as this radio or as big as this one.
WF, are you W4DJW? When you say YFF, are you talking about Fusion? You're talking about the digital protocol?
The Yaesu System Fusion, YSF, or, I think the older is, X something, I can't remember what it is now, but, yeah, it's just, YSF is usually just the way that I know to talk about it, but, yeah, there was a repeater, I don't remember what the call sign was, it was down towards, not Croft area, Spartanburg, but somewhere down Packlet, and he ran, actually, on his station, he had it set to one of the, whatever the rooms were on it, and you could actually pick it up here and there in Spartanburg, but I didn't hear it. I haven't heard it in a long time.
Know more about it than I do. I don't, I haven't used it. I haven't spent any time on it. But now that I've got a radio in the car, I'll probably read up on it a little bit and see if I can figure out what it is, because I think there's three or four people in this area that have this same radio, the one that we're talking on. And maybe we can all figure that out. Did you get any of the goodies that go with it, like the camera adapter or any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that. I mean, I'm usually not going to send photos on my radios. So. No, I never did any of that. At one point in time, I started trying to, like I said, use my computer, and, you know, they have cables that you can buy that's, you know, the radio doesn't have something in it to do the system fusion by itself, or, you know, it'll link to something, but it wouldn't serve as whatever it was. I mean, it's been some time since I actually dealt with it or did anything, so, but I don't know. I like the radio. The APRS is great. The only downside is you can't run it as a digipeater like some of the Kenwoods, but it works great for the beaconing, and I like the way it lays out on the screen with the compass and how many miles it is, and then the message off to the side because the screen's so nice.
Great. You're right. And it does have a lot of information on it when it receives a beacon. Well, the dogs are getting antsy, so I'm going to have to put it in the garage and say this was a successful install so far, knock on wood. Anyway, be safe the rest of the way home. Appreciate you helping me try it out. KO4CEF, W4DJW.
JW, KO4CEF, you have a good evening. And hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio. Like I said, anytime you want to try it out, I'm usually around. So if I'm in my truck, I'll usually key it up and try to call out on my way home. But you have a good one, 73-KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.